One of my favorite songs is This Night, and I thought it was really ingenious the way you incorporated the second movement of Beethoven's Pathetic Sonata. And I was just wondering, when I heard Lullaby, it really made me think of like a classical piece, and mm-hmm. I was wondering if you were inspired in any way by any classical piece to write that.
Yes, it was actually written as a piano piece. I'll show you. I wrote it before I had any lyrics. I had this melody. It was... Another ending that I had, it was Greek. I stole it from Greek. And my friend, who this guy Bill Zampino, who was with me a lot of times when I'm writing, says, "You can't do that. That's Greek." And I'm thinking, who's gonna know? Come on, I gave Beethoven credit. Greek, who cares? It's a way to get out. It's just let me get away with this, please. Please, 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 please. It works so good. He goes, "No, you got to come up with your own ending." And I came up with this ending. That's so it was written, and originally, when I was writing the River of Dreams song, I had this preface to it. I was trying to write a suite, and I was trying to jam this onto the top of the beginning of River of Dreams. And I wrote this lyric about a man who has lost his faith, and it was kind of a pretentious lyric, and I've lost my faith, a faith upon which my life was based, blah, blah, blah. Then I had to translate it into Latin. You want to talk about pretentious? Having your own words translated into Latin. So, lux avum camum lisum blavlius. And I did it as a Ambrosian chant. Quas quasum gallim blasim gloria. And I listened back and I said, "Get the fuck out of here." I said, "That's the most bloated, pretentious crap I ever." And then this thing was sitting there, and I got the idea when I was putting my kid to bed. And she asks all these questions right before you put children to sleep. They get real philosophical. Number one, they don't want to really go to bed, so they want to keep you talking to them. And two, I think they're scared to go to sleep. A lot of kids, you know, it's a scary time. It's dark and they're alone. So I thought, well, wait a minute. This would be an ideal lullaby. And to enter into the River of Dreams, this dream sequence, what better way to get put to sleep than by a lullaby? So that's where the song came from. It was really written as a classical piano piece, and it was finding the emotion of that piece is like a lullaby, even without the words. There's a lot of stuff I wrote. I don't even know why I wrote. The River of Dreams, was written, you know, River Dreams really, the title is a play on the phrase stream of consciousness. I didn't know why I was writing the things I was writing, but, you know, you're a writer, hey, and you get an idea, go with it, you know, you just go. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep from the mountains of faith to a river so deep, I must be looking for something, taken out of my soul, something I'd, it made sense to me at the time, I don't know. And I said, I like this. And I'm using these biblical images, you know, the valley of fear, which is, I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, it's lifted from one of the Psalms, and the jungle of doubt. Well, there was no jungle of doubt in the Psalms. It's probably a desert of doubt somewhere. There's a lot of deserts in there. A river is a religious icon. It's a religious image. There's baptizing in river, and you got to cross the river, and there's the Jordan, and people are getting dunked in the river, and the armies on either side of rivers, and rivers of blood, and Joan rivers, you know, all kinds of rivers. But I woke up, I could not get rid of this song. I dreamt this thing, and something had gotten to me in the night. Some one of those. See, I had this theory. You have the brain is all set up. It's like a shop, and you got accountants, you got bookkeepers, and you got engineers. And at the night, when you go to sleep, everybody goes home, and they put on their hat and their raincoats and their galoshes, and they're okay, see ya, okay, bye. And they turn out the lights, and then all the little elves come out, and wee, and they play with the furniture and stuff, and they start throwing, you know, microphones around, and it's just like there's no boss, there's no rules. All the rules go out the window. So you can pretty much create whatever you want in that unconscious state. And I woke up, and I turned to, it was X2 at the time, and I said, did I walk in my sleep? And she's, no, I don't think so. And I said, okay, because I got this idea. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. I don't know where I went, but it must have been deep. No. In the middle of the night, and I hear the chords in my mind. It's three chords, okay? Stop with that sound, okay? In the middle of the night. In the middle of the night. I go walking in my sleep. Through the mountain, from the mountains of faith, to a river so deep, hey, I must be looking for something, something sacred I lost, but the river is wide, too hard to cross. It's like a blues progression. It's three chords, and I'm thinking, I don't want to write a song with three chords. It's too easy. It's too simple. It's been done a million times before. Right? Then I made the mistake of getting in the shower with a song in my head, right? And I'm on the shower. In the middle of the night, hachiwana kala, hachiwana bada, put the soap in on it, hachiwana, oh, it's really hot, hachiwana. And you know how your voice sounds? Your voice in the shower is kind of like echo, echo, echo. In the middle of the night, I got walking in steam. And I couldn't shake this thing, and I'm trying to get rid of it. I want to write this song, but forget it. I was a dead duck. I'm in the shower. And I got religion in the shower. I don't know what happened, you know. So it was this spiritual thing. And I mean, those things happen all the time. I know they happen with artists. Artists can kind of tune into that sometimes, even though we don't know when we're tuning in, we're there. We have our hands in something. We don't know what it is. But there's an awful lot of spirituality.